Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Hello and welcome to this, the newest edition of Underground Philly. Today is going to be a big day. We're actually going to put out two episodes. This is the soccer episode. We're going to talk a lot of EPL. A lot went on this weekend in the EPL. And it was a big week in terms of standings, in terms of goals, a lot of big stories. But before we do that, I just want to remind everybody that you can follow us on Twitter at UGroundPhilly. That's on Twitter at UGroundPhilly. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Underground Philly. And we have a blog, and you can find that at ugroundphilly.blogspot.com, and we'll be posting stories there when we're not making podcasts for you. So that's on Twitter, at ugroundphilly, Facebook, just look for Underground Philly, and ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. But now it's time for the big, big weekend that we had in the EPL. I wish I could play that song with good news for you Manchester United fans, but unfortunately, Manchester United suffered their second straight loss. They lost 3-0 away at Newcastle United, and Demba Ba, who has really been a great signing for Newcastle, scored his 15th goal of the season, but it's most likely going to be his final goal while he goes off to play for Senegal in the African Cup of Nations. And this is really going to be a big deal for a lot of teams since, I mean, for teams like Newcastle, they're getting a lot of offensive production from players who are playing in the African Cup of Nations. So will Newcastle be able to keep this form up once Ba, leaves and is playing for Africa? I don't know. They also had goals from a Frenchman and one other player, but they really just took it to Manchester United. I know Manchester United was visiting, but still, they are the reigning league champions, and you would think that as reigning league champions, you know, they would fight back a little better than they did. Newcastle won 3-0 and never really looked like they were going, you know, like they were going to give up the lead. Manchester United never really fought back. It was kind of an uninspired performance. Wayne Rooney did play again in this game because he did not play in the last game, but even that didn't really help. And Dimitar Berbatov could not score despite 5 goals in the previous 2 games. He could not score in this game, which is real trouble for Manchester United because they have been having offensive troubles all season, which is going to be tough when you're going up against teams. Well, I mean, Newcastle put up 3 goals on them, but it's going to be tough when you're going to have to play a team like Manchester City to really decide the English Premier League. And one of the other big concerns that Manchester United has to have is, in the last game, and in games leading up to this, a lot of Manchester United fans have really been criticizing their new goalie for this season, signed from the Spanish League, David De Gea. And Anders Lindegaard got the start this week, and obviously he did not perform very well. He let in 3 goals in the 33rd, 47th, and 90th minute, so he had a pretty poor game himself. So United really has a lot of problems, and I don't really know what they're going to be able to do to fix them. Especially when their opponents, who we're going to talk about next, Manchester City, are in fine form. Yes, that's right. Manchester City is the next team that we're going to talk about. And Manchester City really performed very, very well this weekend. Not only did they win, they beat Liverpool 3-0, despite being down a man in the second half. They really, really just took it to Liverpool. It was a clinical victory. They've won, or they have 100% success rate in scoring points in their league matches this season, with a 55 out of a possible 57 at Etihad Stadium in the last year and 3 days, which is impressive, and that's what you have to do if you want to win the Premier League. And Manchester City now, with that victory over Liverpool, who is falling, is now 3 points clear of Manchester United, with 48 to Manchester's 45. And Tottenham Hotspur is 3 points back of Manchester United, but they have a game in hand. So right now, it really appears to be a three-team race for the top spot in in Premier League play. And United, honestly, looks like the team that, when it comes right down to it, is going to be the bottom of the three. Tottenham Hotspur has been on a pretty good streak of late, their only recent loss coming to Stoke. City has obviously been blazing through the competition, and United have suffered back-to-back losses. So United's really going to have to step it up and just win if they want to keep up, because Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester City are not going to slow down. In the rest of the table, in terms of Champions League spots and Europa League spots, Chelsea is in fourth place, but they are well back with 37 points. They are 5 points back of Tottenham Hotspur, and they are 8 points back, excuse me, of Manchester United. So that is not really... Chelsea doesn't look like they're going to be a threat to win the EPL. Arsenal is 1 point back of Chelsea, and Liverpool are 3 points back of Chelsea. So, I mean, that's close, but you've got Newcastle with 33, and to round out the top eight, you've got Stoke with 29, who are all breathing down their backs. I mean, there's going to be, I think, a lot of change in places 4 through 8 for the rest of the season. I think those teams are going to be fighting a lot. You know, I mean, who knows who's going to end up with with the crucial spots, but I think the top three are already pretty much decided, with Manchester City, Manchester United, and Tottenham Hotspur. And in the other exciting games this weekend, I mean, how can you not mention goalkeeper Tim Howard and the clinic that he put on when Everton played Bolton Wanderers? I know Bolton won the game 2-1, but Tim Howard scored his first ever goal, only the fourth goal in Premier League history, in the 63rd minute. Unfortunately, that lead only held for 4 minutes, but, you know, it was a very impressive goal, and he barely celebrated, which I thought was very classy of him, out of respect for his fellow goalkeeper, who had missed catching the... you know, the clearance that Tim Howard had made. And you have to really be proud of him. I mean, that was, you know, it's an impressive feat to score a goal. Unfortunately, it didn't hold up, but it was an exciting game, and it also really helps Bolton. Even though they're still in a relegation spot, they went from last place with 13 points to 18th with 16 points. They're only 1 point behind QPR, which would take them out of relegation. And, you know, it's just, if you're going to be in a relegation spot, I would much rather be in 18th than in 20th. But enough about relegation. It's time to get back to everybody's favorite team, at least my favorite team, Stoke City, and their 2-1 victory over Blackburn. And you got to give a lot of credit to Peter Crouch. He scored his 100th goal in league play, which, you know, that's a very, very fine achievement for him. Stoke keeps pace, 4 points behind Newcastle, which I also like to see. So we have a chance to move from 8th to 7th if we can get a couple wins stretched together here. But they do have a tough couple games coming up. Stoke plays a league match, or no, I'm sorry, they play an FA Cup match, but then they have league matches, including one against Liverpool. And Liverpool, let's face it, with their recent run, is going to be spoiling for a fight, because their game against Manchester City, despite the scoreline, I would say that Liverpool played very well, and luck kept them from scoring, and Manchester City, I think, still would have won the game. But, I mean, they were down to 10 men, Manchester City, and Liverpool was attacking, and Manchester City just kept scoring. So, Liverpool, I think, is going to be looking in the next couple matches to really, really take it to teams to try to prove that they still belong in the top half of the EPL, and maybe even, you know, in the top three or four, which they are not right now. So we'll see what this means for Stoke. It's going to be a tough couple matches, but I wish good luck to them in the FA Cup. I'd love to see them, you know, advance in that. But that's all we have for this episode, the soccer episode. But if you'll stay tuned, just a little bit later, we'll be posting up a hockey episode. You've been listening to Underground Philly.